we're halfway in through acres, 2.5 years nearly gone in acres, and it's been a complete mess from start to finish. Drawn up by a department that actually cannot administer or deal with the payments to farmers. Look, the farmers have paid out for, you know, measures that have to do for this environmental scheme. All these schemes are kind of results-based schemes where, you know, they're payments made for costs foregone. In other words, you do the tasks you have to do in acres and you expect to get the money whenever, you know, at the end of the year. But this is going on now for 2.5 years. And as I say, we're halfway into the acre scheme and it's been a total mess. We have come after 25 years to a silly old acre scheme that's neither environmental or friendly. And it's a pure headache for farmers that's, you know, suffering the consequences of this for the last few years, waiting on payment, expecting payments. And no reason, everything done, all the paperwork in order, and still no excuse, no legitimate reason as to why they're not being paid. It's just not acceptable in this day and age.
We're in a time of year now, Michael, where costs are always at an all-time high for farmers, but this particularly time of year when it comes to the springtime, often associated with the likes of calving and lambing season as well. This situation could question a lot of farmers, you know, how they're going to pay for things.
Well, that's the whole lot of it, Ronan. You know, it's a very busy time on farms, lambing, cows, calving, the whole lot of it. And if that's not bad enough, like farmers are in a situation which they haven't been in before, cleaning up after two storms there, Storm Dara and Storm Owen, in the last about 6 or 7 weeks. And even on that score alone, like to think that our government hasn't come in there with a commitment to deal with that situation. There's hundreds of roads gone up, sheds, older sheds now that isn't insured, and farmers are stretched enough through all of that, and a very, very costly situation to address. And it will take them the rest of this year to kind of catch up with all the damage that's been done there.